Hello everyone and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie and today we have an exciting show for you.
Hi everyone, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is small talk.
And our title is, It's Time to Stop. It's time to stop. Peter, can you work and listen to music at the same time?
No, I can't. When I work, it has to be very quiet. If it's not quiet, then it will be hard for me to do my work.
Well, we are all very different. Music doesn't bother me when I work, but we shouldn't be listening to music when we go over or read it, right? Here's Peter to help us.
Taylor is busy. She has a lot of work. But Ben is not helping. He is tapping his leg and humming. Taylor can't focus. Taylor tries to work in the office. But the office is too loud. Alex is singing with his earphones on. The music is great. But can Taylor finish her work?
Thank you, Peter. So Taylor is very busy. She has a lot of work to do, but the office is too loud. I think Taylor is a little bit like you, Peter.
Oh, yes, I think she is too. Sometimes you need it to be quiet when you are doing your work.
Yeah, and I'm excited to learn more. First, let's go to Christina. She will help us with our keywords.
Hello, Taylor 今天真的很忙，可是 Ben 还是一直在旁边干扰他。Taylor 说 ,I can't focus. 动词 focus 就是专心集中精神。整个办公室都很吵 ,the office is too loud. 形容词大声吵闹的就是 loud. Alex 戴着耳机哼歌，耳机就是 earphone. Alex is wearing his earphones.因为耳机通常会有左右两边，所以通常是要用复数 earphones。音乐虽然是很好听，但是再这样吵下去 ，Taylor 真的没有办法工作。音乐是 music， the music is good， but it's too loud。Taylor 真的很担心，他说 ，Maybe I can't finish my work， 我可能做不完工作了。动词 finish 就是完成。
Hi, Taylor. Can I sit here?
Yes, but you can't talk. I have a lot of work.
Okay. I can just read my book.
Ben, you're tapping your leg. Please stop. I can't focus.
Oh, sorry.
Ben, now you're humming. I'm working.
Sorry, Taylor. I can't stop.
Ben walks into the Jungle Cafe. He sees Taylor and asks her, Can I sit here? Taylor says, Yes, but you can't talk.
Yes, but you can't talk. Peter, that's today's
calendar phrase.
Yes, but you can't talk.
Yes, but you can't talk.
好，可是你不能说话。
Hey, mister, are you fishing?
Yes, I'm fishing.
Can I join you?
Yes, but... You can't talk.
Hey, I can fish too.
Yes, but you can't talk.
Yay, will you help me catch a fish?
Yes, but you can't talk.
Shh. Hey, you scared all the fish away.
Oh, no.
You shouldn't talk.
Yes, but you can't talk.
Yes.But you can't talk.
好，可是你不能说话。
That was a fun calendar phrase. Yes, but you can't talk. Taylor says this to Ben because she has a lot of work to do.
Yeah, so he sits and reads his book, but then he starts tapping his leg and Taylor can't focus.
Ooh, focus. This is a good word to talk about. Many of us focus on things like work and school.
That's right. If you have a big test coming up, you will need to focus on studying.
Yes, or if you have a project that you have to do work for, you should focus on that. Are you guys focusing on learning English right now? I hope you are. You're getting better.
Now Ben stopped tapping his leg, but then he starts humming. Oh no, I don't think Taylor is happy.
Humming. Marie, can you hum for us?
Sure, Peter.
Oh, I know that song. You just hummed Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
I did. Good job, Peter. Humming is a lot of fun. Do you guys like to hum?
We know that Ben does. Well, let's find out what happens with our friends in Conversation B.
Hi, Taylor. You look busy.
I have a lot of work. And I'm worried. Maybe I can't finish it all.
Well, don't bite your nails. That won't help.
You're right. I have to stop biting my nails.
Do you need help with your work?
No, I just need a quiet place to work. Maybe I can try the office.
Linda sees Taylor. She can tell that Taylor is very busy.
And Taylor looks a little nervous. She's worried she won't be able to finish all her work.
Yeah. So when you finish something, it means you're done. I can say, I finished the race. I finished eating, or I just finished taking a shower.
Right. Have your parents ever told you, finish your homework, or you can't watch TV until you finish your dinner?
I have heard that many times. Well, I hope Taylor can finish her work. She's so worried that she is biting her nails. She says, I have to stop biting my nails. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, everyone. I know that today we're going to have fun. Why? Well, you get to learn a new grammar point. If you want to say that someone has to do something, you can use this grammar point. I have to do something. For example, I have to sit down, or she has to start exercising. Don't forget to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Marie, I have to stop drinking soda every day. It's not healthy.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Peter. I have to start going to bed earlier. Friends, can you think of a sentence using today's grammar point? Give it a try.
Now, Linda is a good friend. She asks Taylor, do you need help with your work? Let's go to Christina so she can tell us more about this.
Linda 问 Taylor 需不需要帮忙? Do you need help with your work? 我们来练习一下这个句型 need help with something. 比如有人数学特别差，所以 she needs help with math. 或是脏的碗盘太多了，一个人洗不完。He needs help with the dirty dishes. 有没有注意到这个句子里的 help 是名词哦，而且还是不可数名词。不过 help 也可以指一个帮手或者是对你有帮助的人，这个时候就可以是可数名词了。你可以说 You are such a great help， 表示这个人真的是得力助手。
Thanks, Christina. So if you ever need help with homework, you can tell a friend or a teacher, I need help with my homework. After they finish helping you, you can say, you're a great help.
Maybe you can help someone during this break. Friends, don't go away. We'll take a break right now. See you soon. Welcome back from the break. Marie, what are you doing?
Shh, Peter, I'm reading.
Oh, what are you reading?
Peter, quiet, please. I'm almost done this book.
Oh, this looks like a great book. Is it the ending?
Peter, stop. I can't finish the book if you keep talking to me.
Sorry, but you're going to have to stop reading. You can finish it after this lesson. We need to go to conversation C.
All right. Well, let's go there right now.
La, 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 la. La, la, la,
hey,
la.
Alex.
La, 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 la.
Hey, Alex.
What? Hi, Taylor.
This music is great.
Take your earphones off.
Sorry, Taylor. What are you saying? I can't hear you.
Please stop the music and listen.
Oh, sorry. Is my singing too loud?
Yes, I have to do my work. And please stop singing.
Okay. Taylor is still doing her work, and Alex is singing. Taylor tries to say something to Alex, but he can't hear her. He says, this music is great.
Music? That's a great word. If you have a car, you can listen to music on the radio, or you can listen to music on your MP3 player while you exercise. Peter, what kind of music do you like?
I listen to jazz and classical music. What do you listen to?
I listen to pop and some R&B. What kind of music do you like? Talk about it with your friends.
Taylor wants Alex to take his earphones off. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this.
Alex 戴着耳机根本就听不到别人说话，所以 Taylor 就说 take your earphones off， 把你的耳机拿下来。 片语 take off 就是脱下来或者是拿下来的意思，比如 take the watch off 把手表脱下来 ，take the jacket off take off the jacket， take your shoes off take off your shoes 把夹克把鞋子脱下来。如果说把它脱下来，用了它 it 或者是 them 这样的介系词，就要说 take it off 或是 take them off。 另外相反的，如果说到穿上或者是戴上的话，就用 put on. Let me put my shoes on. 把我的鞋子穿上。Did you put some makeup on? 有没有化妆呢？ Makeup 就是化妆。以上就是动词片语 take off 和 put on 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. When you get home, you take off your coat.
That's right. Or when you get home, you take your shoes off.
Hey, Peter, what are you doing with those earphones?
Well, I wanted to show everyone what earphones look like. And we can put them on and take them off. See? Here, put my earphones on, and then I can take them off.
Oh, and earphones are great when you listen to music.
That's right. Okay, friends, we talked about a lot, and now we need to review our keywords. Here they are.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Focus. Focus. I can't focus on this book.
Loud. Loud. The students are very loud today.
Earphone. Earphone. These new earphones are very clear.
Music. Music. Let's play some music.
Finish. Finish. You have to finish your work. Friends, make sure to practice our keywords for today. Right now, we have to review our conversations one more time.
Hi, Taylor. Can I sit here?
Yes, but you can't talk. I have a lot of work.
Okay. I can just read my book.
Then you're tapping your leg. Please stop. I can't focus.
Oh, sorry.
Then, now you're humming. I'm working.
Sorry, Taylor. I can't stop.
Hi, Taylor. You look busy.
I have a lot of work. And I'm worried. Maybe I can't finish it all.
Well, don't bite your nails. That won't help.
You're right. I have to stop biting my nails.
Do you need help with your work?
No, I just need a quiet place to work. Maybe I can try the office.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La la la.
Hey,
la.
Alex.
La 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 la.
Hey, Alex.
What? Hi, Taylor.
This music is great.
Take your earphones off.
Sorry, Taylor. What are you saying? I can't hear you.
Please stop the music and listen.
Oh, sorry. Is my singing too loud?
Yes, I have to do my work. And please stop singing.
Okay.
Hi, Monkey Man.
Ginger, please don't bother me.
Why not?
Well, I'm busy and I have a lot of work to do.
Oh. How can I help?
Well, you can sit and be quiet.
Oh. Okay. I'll sit and be quiet.
Good. Good.
I'm sitting. Am I quiet?
Ginger.
Oops. Sorry.
Ginger, please, stop humming.
But I want to listen to music.
No, I have to focus. I have to finish this work.
But I want to listen to music, Monkey Man.
Okay, but please, use your earphones.
Okay. I don't have any earphones.
Today is Monday, so let's answer it together. Question number one. Why can't Alex hear Taylor? Why can't Alex hear Taylor?
The answer is in conversation C. He is singing with earphones on. Okay, here's question number two. Where do you do your work? Where do you do your work? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Where do I do my work? Well, I like to do my work in the office, but sometimes the office is too noisy. So I go to a cafe. But there are lots of people in the cafe, so that can be too noisy too. I really like to do my work in a quiet place.
Where do I do my work? Well, I do that all over the world. I'm a travel agent, so I get to travel to many different places. Sometimes I need to be in my office making plans for a trip, but sometimes I get to travel to many different places and different countries. So I have a lot of variety. I love my job.
Where do I do my work? Well, that's a great question. Because I interview people, I do my work in lots of different places, sometimes even in different cities. But when I do paperwork, sometimes I do it in the studio or at my desk in the office. Actually, anywhere I can find a quiet place where people don't bother me. So, if you'll excuse me, I've got work to do.
Where do I do my work? Well, the job of being a weatherman is pretty hard sometimes. I have to study the clouds and the weather, so I need a nice quiet place to learn about the weather. So I might go to the Jungle Cafe or the TV studio to do my work.
Friends, I hope you had a great time today. I know I did. Well, we'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.